about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, sir, we are here, and we have a great program tonight for you. I'm sure you will find it most interesting, probably most upsetting, but interesting, fascinating nonetheless. And we, of course, the first hour or so, we have with us a survivor. A real American hero, USS Liberty survivor, Philip Turney, who, of course, had spoken at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, and I believe he is president of the USS Liberty, that is the Veterans Committee, the USS Liberty Survivors. And welcome to the program, Phil.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. And I am past president. I was past president three times in the last 20 years.
Right.
But, thank you very much, sir, for having me on your show. And I would like to, also, if I may, thank Mark Lynn, a wonderful writer and,
yes.
And a good friend of mine, and probably one of the most easiest men that I've ever known, that is in his skin that I've ever met.
Yes, amen. Amen to that. So now, who is the current president of the Veterans Association?
The current president, Rick, his name is Ernie Gallo.
Ernie Gallo, huh?
Yeah, he hails from Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
He was a ex-CIA intelligence analyst for the past 28 years, and he retired, I believe, about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. Now, of course, I've had on several guests over the last few years here on RBN from the Liberty, including John Rankowski, whom you know very well.
Oh, yes.
We've had John on and some of the others as well with him, so we're no stranger to what took place, but there are always new listeners here on our program who have really very little knowledge of what actually happened to America and to you men on the Liberty that day, thanks to, of course, the controlled media. So we will go over that again tonight, and we'll invite people to call in and chat with you and give you their feelings and their questions for you particularly, and what we need to do about the fact that there never has been a real, true, honest, independent investigation of what happened on that fateful day of June 8th, 1967. So we'll do that, and you can stay with us for at least an hour, can you, Phil?
Yes, sir. I would be proud to stay with you for an hour.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, folks, you heard him, Philip Turney, and you can jump on the line with a question for Phil or a comment, and we'll do that tonight in the first hour, 800-313-9443. Is our number here on the air. Uncensored Radio Free America is the program. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, a.k.a. the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. We'll be back with Philip Turney. Stay tuned.
Yeah. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Okay, well, I can say it, and here we are now with Phil Turney, who's the past president of the USS Liberty Veterans. And I guess the best place for me to start right off on my program, Phil, is to once again have you describe to us what you were doing on the Liberty ship, your role, your station, if you will, and what took place on that fateful day.
Okay, Rick, my station at General Quarters, that's when you go to your manned station when a ship is under attack. Mm-hmm. And I was in repair forward. I was assistant on-scene leader in damage control.
Yep.
And at 2 o'clock, the government of Israel treacherously trashed our ship with jet fighters and napalm cannons, you name it, they threw it at us. We had information hours and hours before the attack that the government of Israel knew exactly who we were, where we were, and why we were there. We were in international waters, as I said before, knowing full well our identity. And the Israelis attacked us anyway, starting at 2 o'clock on attack that lasted about as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were in the obviously in the middle of it. You saw, you know, your fellow, servicemen and sailors, get killed and get severely wounded. And during this time, you were trying to keep communications open, I assume, with the U.S. government, right?
Yes, sir, that's absolutely true. And I might add that the Israeli government jammed all of our radio frequencies as fast as they could. And the first things they hit when they hit our ship was take down all of our tuning antennas, which were, there were over 40 on the ship, except one that was out of service because of the tuner wasn't working, and they couldn't hone in on it because it wasn't putting out any wavelengths. So UHF. So one of our radio transmission guys by the name of Terry Halbardier run a long wire to that antenna, and within 15 minutes we had communications with the government of the United States. More well put, USS Saratoga, captain by Tully, Captain Tully from USS America, and Captain Engen by USS America. They did receive our call for help.
Mm-hmm.
The aircraft were launched.
Yes.
They were immediately called back. And by the way, I might add, ship, every man aboard it did not know who was attacking us. There were no markings on any of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
The word back from the government, our government, was do not attack, do not send aircraft, we are not going to embarrass our ally, Israel. And if we didn't know who was attacking us, and how did the government of the United States, namely Johnson, know who was attacking us?
Mm-hmm.
Because we certainly didn't. We didn't know until the torpedo boats got to us. Then we knew the Star David, and then mm-hmm. we realized that we had been stabbed in the back by our so-called ally, the government of Israel.
Mm-hmm. You were how old at the time, Phil?
I was 20 years old at the time. I was a petty officer and planned on making the Navy a career. And it was something I enjoyed at the time. But after this incident, my faith in American leadership and the fierce overtaking of our government by the Zionist Israeli state was very minimal then, comparing to what it is now. Now it is a giant waiting to come down and capture us all.
That's an interesting observation. Yes, indeed. Going back to 67. You know, America and the media here were so preoccupied with the Vietnam War, as you know, and Lyndon Johnson was in the thick of it. And the media from, now you can correct me if I'm wrong, but they did not barely report this incident compared to their preoccupation with doing everything they could to help America lose that war in Vietnam. Was that the case as far as reportage on the issues?
You're exactly, you hit the nail right on the head. The USS Liberty incident was covered up faster than any U.S. naval incident in modern history. Our ship was one of the most damaged ships in the United States Navy since World War II. Mm-hmm. There were over 821 rocket cannon holes, thousands of armor-piercing bullets, a 40 by 40 foot hole in her starboard side left, thank you, by the government of Israel, which blew to bits 25 of my precious shipmates that were only doing their duty.
Yep.
And when America was called to rescue our ship, the government wouldn't help us. And our leaders in office now are just as guilty of a cover-up as they were 40 years ago. In fact, more so. More information, more classified information has come out proving that the United States ship USS Liberty, AGTR-5, was deliberately attacked by an ally, the government of Israel. May I add, so-called ally, in my view.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have every right to be very bitter and very angry, not just at the government of Israel, but at this government here in America, which, of course, is basically a footstool for the Israeli regime and does whatever the lobby and the controlling forces tell it to do. So Lyndon Johnson basically, could basically turn around and betray you fellas on that ship. And in so doing, he betrayed every single American that particular day and that year. And it is a shame that will obviously went to him, with him to the grave, and all of those who were part of this deception in America as well. Of course, that has to really hurt doubly when you know your own government is working against you and in favor of someone who has actually has murdered your fellow sailors. So that I understand the pain that you must suffer. Now, let me ask you personally, what kind of injuries, if any, did you sustain for our listeners here?
I received shrapnel wounds.
Mm-hmm.
I received burns from napalm dropped on our ship, which is unheard of. I don't think there was even napalm dropped on any ship in World War II. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Mm-hmm.
I had a minor shrapnel wounds. I mean, like little cuts. I was one of the very lucky walking wounded. And the only person I can thank for that is God.
Amen.
And I think God kept us afloat for the last 40 years. He's been keeping us afloat to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making more headway now than we ever have. Thanks to you. And given us this great opportunity on your show to get the word out and thank the American public if they would help us put the traitors in their place.
Yes. You know, it makes me really angry, and you don't have to comment on it if you don't want to, but there isn't a day that goes by that we are not subjected in the American media to remembrances about the Holocaust. And yet, in this instant, this holocausting of American sailors on the USS Liberty has been neatly swept under the rug by the same media people, largely, although I've seen a few exceptions to that rule, thank goodness. This has gone on, and like Tom Kimmel, who was the eldest living grandson of Admiral Kimmel, who now has had to come forward and go across the country to tell people that FDR deliberately sacrificed our men at Pearl Harbor for his own ambitions, that you guys have to go to the American public through forums like ours rather than the media telling us the truth. And that
That really angers me. We'll be right back with you, and stay with me. Philip Turney, my guest. We'll take calls. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, I'm back now, and we're going to take some calls in a few moments. I just wanted to ask you a few more questions, Phil, about your relationship in the media with some of the other people. I know some of the authors that you've encountered. I know they've written a few years back in like 2003 and 4. Michael Oren was one of them. He's an Israeli. And, of course, his section on the Liberty there was very interesting because it was the, I think it was the book War in the Middle East, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm on the last page of it.
Yeah, well, I always go to those types of books, particularly with those types of names, and I like to see what they say about the Liberty. And sure enough, you know, basically he wrote it off as an attack that was an accident, if anything, by the Israeli government. So right then and there I knew, you know, that it would not be worth my time to read his book. But peruse it, and I see that these are the books, you know, like his and some of the others that make prominent display in all of the shelves of the bookstores with the publishers.
having the kind of control that they do have. So I wasn't surprised.
Correct. But what I meant, but I was on the last page of it, I ran out of toilet paper, and that was the last page I had.
I understand. Now, also, Mr. Bamford, James Bamford, what kind of relationship did you have with him?
James Bamford, I've had an excellent relationship with James Bamford. He wrote The Puzzle Palace, and he also wrote
Body of Secrets.
Body of Secrets,
right.
Which he devotes a full chapter to the Liberty Inn. And this guy's a straight shooter. You know, he's been with the with the inside NSA, CIA.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he's
taken a lot of heat for that, too.
Absolutely, he's taken a lot of heat. But I'll tell you what, he takes it like a man, too.
Yeah, he doesn't back down, no.
No, we were in Washington, D.C. together at the State Department trying to get this story out. And James was on one of the panels. There were no survivors there, but when I got up to make my comment, the commentator at the event, in our State Department, with our money, they cut off my microphone and wouldn't let me speak.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was the president of the association, which I don't know if that means anything, but I was speaking on behalf of the crew and the surviving widows and family members of the men murdered and dismembered aboard the USS Liberty, June 8, 1967. And I might also add that the mental scars of this betrayal of a so-called ally has destroyed many human beings. And it is a act of cowardice and deception without anything that I can ever think of is the USS Annapolis when it got torpedoed and those poor men had to stay out there 4 days.
Yeah, well, look at the Pueblo, and that followed the Liberty incident.
Absolutely.
And I guess they took some encouragement from what they saw there in the Johnson administration, huh?
Absolutely, and I knew Pete Booker personally, and he told me, he says, Phil, he says, if I'd have known of what happened to you guys on the Liberty, the USS Pueblo would have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was covered up in the highest regards in our government, and I call that government then and this government now nothing but a bunch of traitors, cowards, and parliament whores.
And boy, I'll tell you, I say those are understatement words, to say the least. I know that having interviewed people like yourself and others who have been very, very angry that this government has been so corrupt as to shield the state of Israel because of fear, more than anything, fear of their political careers, putting their political careers above the nation and above what's right, of course, is so typical of these slimy, filthy, dirty politicians, and that's exactly what they are. But if it's any consolation to you, Philip, I'll have you know that where I'm from in Rhode Island, we've had a couple of candidates for office of Congress of the United States who have made the USS Liberty an issue in their campaigns. And one of them is Rod Driver. So I want you to know that. And I'm sure that's true of candidates in other places as well.
It is, and God bless him for that. And we are getting more people trying to get the word about the true word out about the USS Liberty. And, you know, we're not out to crucify or put anybody on the cross or do anything other than get the truth out. Because there's one thing for sure. Israel got by with it once, and they'll get by with it again. They will do the same thing over and over again. And there's one thing that I'm sure you are familiar with, George Ball.
Yes.
Assistant Secretary of State.
Oh, yes.
If American leaders did not have the courage to punish Israel for a blatant murder of American citizens, their American friends would let them get by with almost anything.
Yes, and he was blackballed for making that statement as well.
Yes, he was. Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with callers when we come back.
for our guest, Philip Turney, the USS Liberty survivor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Biscardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
And we are back now. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. With me, of course, is our great guest tonight, Philip Turney from the USS Liberty and the veterans, the survivors. And there have been quite a few survivors of that ship. And, of course, they were told to keep their mouths shut and not to tell the American people what their great ally Israel did to these men who, of course, many of whom were killed that day and never came back to see their families again. But after all, we have such good friends like Israel that are always interested in our best interests, as we've seen with the 9/11 debacle and chasing Osama all across the globe. So having said that, let me take some calls now for you, Philip, and we'll do that at 1-800-313-9443. Phil can only be with us for this hour, so we'll make our calls brief and to the point. Byron in Canada first. Hello, Byron.
Hi, thanks, Rick. Hey, my sympathies for what you had to go through. But anyway, you sort of answered one of my questions. I was going to say, as mad as you can be with Israel, you must be really, really pissed off at United States for what they did to you. I mean, to me, that's even worse than what Israel did. The other question I got is, Do you know of any other incident that Israel might have been involved in? I mean, I think they were involved in 9/11 some way, but I'm kind of thinking about the that disco in Turkey. Do you think they had anything to do with that? Would you have any knowledge if they were involved in that? I mean, you got to remember, we almost went to war with Libya over that. I mean, we did bomb them, killed quite a few people. And in the World War II, you know, if that was, you know, another false flag or, you know, to get us in, has the United States ever fought a war where it was actually to save our freedoms, like George Bush says, we, you know, we're fighting over in the Middle East now to save our freedoms and stuff like that? Have the United States ever fought a war where it was actually, you know, for our freedoms and democracies and stuff like that? And I'll hang up and I'll
okay, very good. Thank you very much, yeah. Byron. All right, Philip, you want to answer those questions?
Yes, and his first question was, again...
having to do with anger against our government or the American
government. Okay, yeah. The our anger with this government and successive governments is that the United States of the government, our government, that doesn't have the will or the courage or the leadership to come out and tell the truth. And yes, the cover up on the USS Liberty is more to me a hindrance and a hurt in my heart than the attack itself. The government of the most giving, loving nation in the world, when they turn their backs on American fighting men doing their duty as they were ordered to do, they turned their back on America totally. They turned their back on your grandchildren and their grandchildren and successive grandchildren. Until the Israelis, the Zionist occupation is brought out into the open, every war we fought, in my opinion, now this is my opinion, not for the USS Liberty, has been fought for the government of Israel and only for their benefit and for them to put their fingers in the United States coffers of our taxpayers' money, which, by the way, was used to buy the bullets and guns and airplanes that murdered 34 brave Americans on June 8, 1967 and wound almost 200 and ruined a $40 million ship,
yeah,
which they only paid $6 million for.
Were they, the $6 million. Here we go with that six again. The business of who was responsible for the cover-up, of course, extends right across the board. I know Captain McGonagall now, he's passed, right? He's passed on.
Right.
And others have died, too, never having known justice, never having known that their government would rectify this evil that happened to them. And as you point out, you know, this is not something where you're out for blood or you want to go and just bomb Israel and bomb all of the, you know, the people there. It has to do with a sense of justice and anger because you have known no justice. And you deserve justice, and all you want is to see justice done. And I think everybody, every American, truly, when they hear your story, if they're allowed to hear it in the media, would definitely back you 100%, Phil.
I believe that, because that's who Americans are. That's who we fought for. That's our founding fathers would roll over in their graves now if they knew what happened. We've come so far in so short a time to be beholding to a small little country, but a lot of smart people, and they all are in Washington and New York controlling the money, and when they put their thumb down, people jump. And not just from the White House, it could be down to the trash man, because mm-hmm. they jump like frogs.
Do you see anybody in this presidential campaign that you would think would be worthy of becoming president on these issues?
Ron Paul.
How did I know? All right. Thank you very much for that. Let's take another call, Philip. Let's see. We have Jim in Texas now. Hello, Jim. Yes, Jim.
Hello.
You're on the air with our guest.
Yeah, Phil. I talked to you out in Irvine there. I was at the conference out there. I don't know if you remember me. I talked to you primarily about how you got stabbed in the back again. And by the way, I don't know how many shrapnel scars you got from the actual attack, but you've got more scars from being stabbed in the back by the American politicians and all three branches of the American government than you could ever possibly have from the shrapnel attack that you had. Okay? I talked to you about what happened in Wisconsin, how you were trying to be honored by this one individual, primarily was a mover, I understand, as far as a library in Wisconsin, to honor
Brothers.
You guys.
Yes.
And the fact that not one politician out of 535, not one politician showed up. Only one active Navy personnel, I understand, showed up, and he was transferred immediately to somewhere in Hoboken, New Jersey, or Eniwetok Atoll, or somewhere far away where he would be out of sight and out of mind. Okay, this to me is the biggest stab in the back, that they would treat you people the way they treated you, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later. They're still treating you the same way. You're like a redheaded stepchild. You know, you don't want to be seen or heard, and they'll do anything to discredit you.
Absolutely, and I've been discredited many times. In fact, every time I get discredited now, I just put it as another notch on my little old AK-47, and I say, okay, that's good enough for me. But in all honesty, when the library came out, we were warned of there could be possible trouble, and there were SWAT teams on every building surrounding the USS Liberty Memorial Library for fear that we were going to be shot or executed. And this came straight out of the Milwaukee APAC machine. And in Milwaukee, they have a big one.
Well, they got a big one in every major and minor city in the United States.
Have you been named by the ADL yet as an official anti-Semite, Phil?
Well, anti-Semite, Jew hater, Nazi, Holocaustist, I've been named everything that you could possibly be named. I've been threatened over the phone. My family's been threatened.
Bless your heart.
And I'm not, listen, Jesus Christ saved my life 40 years ago to get this story out.
Amen. Hey, I love hearing that, boy. That rings a bell with me, brother.
And then I'm not going to sit back here and let these phony money changers, murderers of Americans and others, and herd other people around like cattle get by with it. It's time the United States people, if not the government, the people can take back this country. And if we don't take it back, God help us, because who knows what's going to happen.
Well, can I just add one thing to that, and that is that, as Jim will testify, it has been the media that has been the greatest enemy of the American people right from day one.
Amen.
The New York
on that
Times,
one.
Right through the Post, all of the major media from World War I on have lied to the American people by withholding the truth. And I think that, thank goodness, that we do have the Internet today and alternative radio, which they, quite frankly, are petrified of. And that's why Ron Paul is making such tremendous strides as he has just the other day.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Rick, might I add one thing here?
Surely.
The fact that I think the entire American populace, at least the ones that are in the know, are in the same boat as the USS Liberty. Mm-hmm. These people will stop at nothing. They will destroy us with no second thought whatsoever, if they could, if they could figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Under today's present circumstances, we would all be gone, just like the Liberty crew. We mean nothing to these people.
And the sad part is you've got nations like Iran and Iraq that have done nothing to the United States, that wanted at least not to be an enemy or have us as an enemy. And here the United States government rewards Israel for this deed, this attack, and punishes them. I mean, that goes to show you how sick and sadistic, insane these people really are.
And well, not just the United States is the thing that makes me sick. Look at what they're doing with Sarkozy, the new president of France. Now he's a wonderful fellow. He's a Jew from Hungary, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's nothing but he's marching to the Rothschild banner. He's nothing but just no more than George Bush or what's his name, Tony Blair. I don't know what his successor is. I think his name's Brown.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the same people marching lockstep to the same Zionist Jewish agenda that all of them are, and all of a sudden France used to be a red-headed stepchild, so to speak, but now all of a sudden French are wonderful because we got this Jew Sarkozy running things in France.
Who, by the way, is suspected was working for the Mossad in the 1980s.
Not only suspect. Well, look at Chertoff, a dual citizen who's in charge of Homeland Security.
Right.
What kind of sick world do we live in?
Yeah, you got it. Thank you very much, Jim, for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take another call here now before the break, and that is Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. You're on with Philip Turney, our guest.
Thank you. Phil, I met you at the No More Wars for Israel conference after your very moving speech Saturday night in Suite 1718, and it was a real pleasure meeting you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You handed out the Washington Times Friday, June 8th, 2007 page and asked me to read it, and I did. And it's very moving. And I noticed that the 34 martyrs that were murdered, that five were from Pennsylvania, and one, in fact, was from York, which is not far from where I live. And I wondered if you knew him. His name was Edward Emery Raymeyer III.
Absolutely, I knew him.
What kind of a fellow was he?
He was a straight arrow sailor. He was what we call in the military 4-0 sailor. A wonderful human being, and regrettably is no longer with us. But yeah, I knew him. He was a great guy, and as all of them were aboard that ship, you know, all we were there is to serve and protect our country, and what we get in return is murder, deception, lies, disrespect, condemnation, and there's so many other words I just can't think of right now. But I did know him. He was a nice guy, and all of them were. I knew. I was on that ship almost 3 years. I knew almost everybody on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, someday, Phil, when things are set right, these 34 people will be recognized as martyrs to the cause. And it was nice talking to you. It was nice meeting with you. I hope everything is good with your kids and your home in Colorado. And take care of yourself.
I appreciate it, and God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you so much for the call, Brian. We have a break coming up, I believe, in just a moment. So we'll forestall the next call for you. And I just want to ask you, when we come back, you can answer if you want to. You had alluded earlier to the fact that you knew why we were there in international waters, what our mission was, what we were doing. What exactly was the purpose of the USS Liberty? So you could set the record straight for people.
Okay. In my opinion, and many, many others aboard the USS Liberty, our mission was to oversee here. What was going on in the war, and by the way, I might add, we had no Hebrew linguists aboard that ship, none. Mm-hmm. We had linguists from Egypt, but none from Israel. So any time Israel says we were there to hurt them, they are lying, as they've lied about everything else aboard about the Liberty.
Yeah, they tried to blame Egypt right off the bat, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, they did, and they like I say, they wanted to sink us as fast as they could. Blame it on Israel, bring the United States into the war,
and blame it on Egypt. You mean, yeah?
Right, and then, how do you think the Middle East would look right now if the United States 40 years ago would have said, "Hey, Egypt sunk our ship and killed 300 men"? How do you think this country would have reacted? They would have stomped on them like a bunch of ants.
Well, they've gotten that now with Iraq having been overcome and destroyed, and I mean obliterated, if you will. A Holocaust of immense proportions now has taken place there, and we only occasionally hear about the million or so people that have been killed. What else do we expect from them? All right, we'll be back. We'll take another call or two before the end of the program segment with our guest, Philip Turney, from the USS Liberty Survivors Group. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, I can see that. All right, we're back now,
And we're going to take a couple of quick calls, and then I'll mention how you can get his speech. That is Philip Turney's speech on video at the end of the program. Right now, let's take a call from Charlene in Missouri. Hello, Charlene. Hi. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right. I really think it's a privilege to listen to Phil, and I'm wondering if he could tell me. I understood that there was somebody rather high up in the Navy that recently broke his silence and confirmed
yeah.
all these things you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Absolutely true. In fact, there's been two high-level lawyers. One was the Judge Advocate General of the United States Navy. His name is Merlin Starring. The other is Captain Ward Boston, which was the presiding captain over the Board of Inquiry, which took approximately 7 days, which was ordered by none other than Admiral McCain, which is the father of Senator McCain, who's running for the president of the United States now, and he was is deep in this blatant murder of cover up as any admiral has ever been, and ever will be, as far as I'm concerned.
And he finally exposed what he did.
Admiral who?
McCain.
No, it was just it's a cover up. It's the same cover up then as it is now.
Now, McCain and his father were both supporters of the government of Israel over the
yes.
United States.
Wow, the
okay.
McCain family hasn't changed much.
No.
Now, what was that name? Ward Boston, did you say?
Ward Boston.
Could you spell it for us?
Yeah, just like Boston, the state, or
yep.
excuse me, town.
Uh-huh.
Ward, W-A-R-D, Boston.
And the first one again, please?
Would be
the Advocate General or the Attorney.
Oh, Merlin Starring.
Yeah, Merlin, V-E-R-L-I-N.
Yeah, Merlin Starring.
Oh, Starring.
Merlin with an M.
Right. Oh,
Starling.
And S-T-A-R-L-I-N, something like that.
Yeah.
L-I-N-G.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and thank you, Charlene. We just don't have time. Thank you very much.
All
Let's
right.
take final call from Joe. Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Philip.
Hey.
Philip, I'd like to say that it's an honor to speak to you at this time. And I'd like to bring forth a thank you for your service, especially to the American people. I add the American people twice for emphasis. I'd like to bring forth a few scriptures, Philip, that applies, I think, to your men, the men that were with you on the ship, not only in a close history, but in history past, the First World Age, an age before this age. I believe this also took place, and these verses are just for you and your crew. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. This is the Heavenly Father speaking. Before I formed thee in the belly, your mother's belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet as a teacher. That's what you're doing now. Unto the nations. Then said
All right.
I.
We're out of time, but I don't know. Can you stay another just five more minutes at the top of the hour, Philip?
Absolutely.
All right, let him stay in. Joe, you can complete it, okay? All right, stay where you are, Joe and Philip, and we'll do that when we come back in 1 minute on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, and our guest, Philip Turney.